It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Last year, and since then it really hasn't been anything, but hopefully we're going to get 12 inches of snow and it'll make up for it a little bit.
All right, the East Coast breaking for a snowmageddon of sorts, maybe a historic blizzard, who knows, by the time they add up the amount of snow. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's just one little section of the country, and all the other nooks and crannies, we've got a ton going on as well. We'll talk about the snow and the storm and all that kind of stuff. And this ex-cop on the loose going after the boys in blue. He has an axe to grind, and boy, does he want to go after cops in Los Angeles. It's the saddest story, because what you're having happen in L.A. is not only are people flat-out fearful of what's going to happen to their families, but you have family members already who are believed to have been killed by Christopher Jordan Dorner, who might be in Bear Mountain at that ski resort in Big Bear Lake, California right now. He's the subject for sure of a massive, massive manhunt. He's definitely already accused of killing one cop and wounding two others, as well as killing the daughter of his police union representative and her fiance on Sunday. This is a war that he's waging in a crazy, rambling manifesto. He was a cop that was bounced from the force, and he says wrongfully so, and he's been fighting it for years. This happened back in 2008 is when he was booted off the force. So he blames one retired officer for bungling his appeal to get his job back. He complained of mistreatment by the Los Angeles Police Department, and he vowed to violently target police officers and their families, whoever and wherever they are. Here's a quote from all of the stuff that he wrote. "I'll bring unconventional and asymmetrical warfare to those in LAPD uniform, whether on or off duty. I have never had the opportunity to have a family of my own. I'm terminating yours." Terminating yours. So a day earlier, Irvine police named Dorner as a suspect in those double killings I mentioned Sunday of a man and a woman who were coming back from a Super Bowl party. And sadly, the daughter of a retired LAPD officer and her fiancé. So even the Riverside police chief said, "My opinion of the suspect is unprintable." This was hours after one of his officers was killed. The manifesto, as Chief Diaz pointed out, speaks for itself as evidence of a depraved and abandoned mind and heart. So the violence, as well as his background as a cop and military training as a marksman, have the cops on edge around Southern California, so much so, this may be the most shocking thing of the tale that I'm weaving for you here at the beginning of this hour of America Tonight, that you have cops wearing body armor, that they're patrolling outside their own headquarters, and they're worried. And because of the amount of attention that is ratcheted up on this thing, at one point during the day, because they were looking for a blue pickup truck that resembled, you know, that was his, that was Dorner's, they mistakenly saw a blue pickup truck and that they thought he was driving, and they opened fire on it. That hit two people. Two people were wounded. Then you had police that also fired on another blue pickup truck, but no one was injured in that incident. So you have two innocent people. You had two women in the one truck and somebody else in the other truck, and they were shot at by the cops because their trucks specifically matched the description of Dorner's. And you have this manhunt going on that spans hundreds of miles and tons of counties. So by Thursday afternoon, it's centered around Big Bear Lake, 100 miles outside of L.A. They found the truck that he supposedly used in the Riverside shooting, but he had set it on fire, so it was burned out. The thought is this might just be a decoy thing here. It's burned out. It belonged to him, but he might be just doing this as a diversionary tactic. They're not taking any chances, so they've got an aerial search still even going on late into the night with snow falling. They have canine searches on the ground. They're knocking on doors all over the place. I mean, the guy is off the charts crazed, and he's looking for justice. Looking for justice and knows that he can be taken out and says it's a necessary evil to do what he's doing. The other strange thing about this is, here we go again, he sent a package to Anderson Cooper at CNN in New York. It got there, look at the dates now, it got there on February 1st, so over 7 days ago. Inside was a hand-labeled DVD. It had a yellow post-it note that read, "I never lied," a reference to his 2008 dismissal from the force, the LAPD force. The package also had a coin wrapped in duct tape. The tape had a handwritten inscription, "Thanks, but no thanks, Will Bratton." He was the chief of police there then. It also had letters that may be read as IMOA, which is a common abbreviation for Imagine a More Open America, but they don't think it was that. They think that it was notably, probably, a reference to a firearm, because it could mean 1 minute of angle. The coin was the souvenir medallion that the LAPD chief Bratton, who was the LAPD chief, had given him. He'd given other people that had come back from serving as a keepsake. It was shot through with bullet holes, three bullet holes to the center, another one nicked at the top. So the staff of CNN and the management found out about the package after they learned what was happening. They alerted Bratton and other people in the LAPD, but they had this package for days. They say they get a lot of crazy things, rambling things, manifestos, so it raised no red flags that, boom, we got to send this off immediately. Not until this all happened. And the whole dispute that is rattling around in Dorner's head, this guy killing cops on a cop-killing quest, centers on a 2007 thing that happened that involved a man's arrest at a hotel. Then 2 weeks later, Dorner accused his training officer, because he was a probationary officer, a newbie, of kicking the man after he had given up, saying, "Look, the guy gave up and you kicked the guy." The investigator's report said the delay in reporting the misconduct coupled with the witness statements destroyed his credibility. And they say that the contradictory accounts from the arrested man and his father and denials by the accused officer and those hotel employees that arrested the man, they say, you know, knocked his claims out. And they claimed that it was his fault. He shouldn't have done that. So he's saying he was wrongly bounced for blowing the whistle on what he says was police abuse. But that was it. They kicked him off the force, and he appealed, but to no avail. It didn't work for him, and now he's gone off the deep end. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 7th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1675.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1717.07, $858.53 for a half ounce, or $429.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1717.07, $858.53, and $429.27.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. So sorry for my friends out there in the Northeast who are going to be dealing with blizzard-like conditions in almost a matter of minutes, it seems. I've heard from family members, and they are battening the hatches. Here in the satellite studio, we're not doing that at all. In fact, it was in the almost 80s today, so can you imagine? Now we're going to go further out west and introduce you to Barbara Kyle, who's the national coordinator. The Electronics Take Back Coalition is the name of her group, and what we're talking about is this new study that showed that federal e-waste, the export bill, could actually create up to 42,000 jobs. And wouldn't that be a jolt to the economy? And hey, that's good news for the environment as well. This is something we've talked about for a long time. Where's all this stuff going? As you know, many of my friends, actually two friends, work in the IRS, and I have another friend back east that has a government job too as well. Barbara, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Happy to be here.
So give us a little background on this, because I didn't, you know, why the study? What? How did you, you know, you find, how did you come up with the numbers that you came up with, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people are starting to realize that when they have old electronics that they should get recycled and not put in the trash. So that's a good thing that's happening. And
yeah,
there's a lot more places where you can recycle your stuff and collection events and so forth. But the bad news is that sometimes those people that are holding those collection events actually don't recycle your stuff, but they export it to developing nations.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, you know, you haul down your TV on Earth Day thinking that you're having it recycled, and there are some people that just load up containers, shipping containers, and send that stuff to poorer countries where it really is managed in a very irresponsible way, and there's a lot of toxic materials inside these products. So It's a real problem. It's causing quite a bit of harm. There's been a lot of studies documenting the exposures and the really poisoning both people and the environment there. So it's really something that it's the wrong way for this stuff to be handled. But the problem is, how do you know when you take your stuff to a recycling event if the recycler is going to be doing that, and I put recycler in quotes, if in fact they're just an exporter, or if they're a company that will be in fact taking it to their facility or making sure that it's managed in a responsible way. And so what the study addresses really is, what if we actually passed a law that said we shouldn't allow our e-waste to get exported to these developing countries, that would say we need to process, at least initially process it here. And there's been a bill in Congress that we've been working on for several years that would do just that. That says basically we would need to process e-waste here and not just allow it to be shipped to these developing nations if it's not working or if it's not tested. If it's working, if it's really something going for reuse, the bill would not get in the way of that. And so this study was something that was commissioned by a group of recyclers that want to see this bill passed, and it basically looks at what would the impacts be for jobs. Because if you think about what recyclers do, they basically take our old products and they take them apart. They disassemble them either in part or completely, because their job is to basically separate it into different material streams, plastic, metal, glass, so that they can sell it to people who actually have, recyclable streams, sell it back into manufacturing. So they're kind of big disassembly machines, if you will. And so all these jobs, if you just load up whole containers and send it off to China, you're exporting all those disassembly jobs. So this study looked at, what would be the impact if we passed a policy like that? And it found a pretty astonishing amount of jobs would be created here. Some, it talked about 42,000. Half of those would be in recycling companies, and then half would be indirect jobs that are created in indirect types of companies that recyclers buy from or buy equipment from or use in transportation and so forth. So. And it also calculated that's about $1 billion in payroll every year. So we're not talking about just low-wage jobs here. So it's kind of an interesting and really exciting thing when a policy could both protect the environment and create jobs. Too often, you know, it seems like the choices are either one or the other. And this is something that is good for business in this country, and it's good for the environment and protecting the people that would otherwise be exposed to the toxics in this stuff. So it's something we really hope that our Congress will move on this session.
And the bill, let me jump in here, and what we're talking about too, so people know, to push your senators or Congress folks on it, because I said we've been talking about this before, is the Responsible Electronics Recycling Act, and it actually came up the last session of Congress. It's getting reintroduced, and as we're talking about here with Barbara, the bill would restrict the exports of what she's mentioning, the untested and non-working e-waste. That's the whole gist of this, from our country to the developing countries that Barbara's talking about. And what's interesting, Barbara, is that there's a lot of people supporting this, like your HPs, Apples, Dells, Samsungs, Best Buys, you know, think of anyone in electronics. So you would think that this would sail through, wouldn't you?
You would. You would think it would sail through. You know, it's a challenging environment to pass anything that sounds like an environmental bill.
True.
But it's also a business bill. And so there have been some, there's a recyclers coalition, an industry, actually their industry association that has opposed it because some of their members are these brokers that do the exporting. But the recyclers that commissioned this study is actually a group of 82 companies, and it's growing, this coalition of recyclers who, in fact, do want to see this law passed. It's very clear to them that their industry would grow as a result of this, that we'd be adding jobs, and they're the kinds of companies that you know, have facilities and equipment and plants and a lot of staff. It's not small investment kinds of jobs, the kinds of businesses. So it's exciting that to think that this would happen, but we really do hope that they'll act on this once it's reintroduced, which we expect fairly soon.
And when you tell people this, you're right, they don't know it. My brother lives in Tampa, and he used to recycle, and especially the electronics, he'd go out to those things, and then he found out what you said, that so much of it was just all bagged up, basically, and sent over to China, and he had no clue. He just had to do a little research. I think most Americans, most of the people listening to us, had no idea that's going on. Is that the reaction you get?
Absolutely. People are astonished to think that that's even legal. You know, that's really the first thing that people say. That can't be legal. And that's the problem. It is legal in most cases. There's almost no laws or rules that make that illegal from the under U.S. law. Now, the rest of the world, it is illegal. In fact, so if we're violating the laws of China and these countries where we're sending it, it does violate their laws. So the rest of the world has already acted on this through a treaty instead of doing it as we would do in Congress, but it's the same thing. Basically, the concept is developed nations, the richer nations, shouldn't dump their hazardous waste on the poorer nations. That's just sort of a fundamental concept, and e-waste is one of the primary things that we're doing that with. So yeah, people are astonished. People can't believe it, and it just seems like a common sense thing to fix from that perspective. And then, of course, people are very happy to hear that there's a really significant job upside to that, in addition to just dealing with, kind of a ridiculous problem to even have in the first place.
Yeah, and that would kick in automatically. Where would the gists, do you think, and I guess this is all over the country, so maybe this is a dumb question, but I guess all over the country jobs would be created if you looked at that number, 42,000 or maybe even more, who knows, right?
Exactly. If you look at where their recyclers are now, they really are all over the country. And obviously, you could expect to find them more in the more populous areas, just, you know, logically, but they're all over the place. There's electronics recyclers really in every state. So it's something that would certainly see the existing companies grow. It might encourage some new people to get into that business, but it would absolutely have a good economic impact.
Yeah. Barbara Kyle, I hope this goes through. We'll do whatever we can to push, because I think it's a great thing.
Well,
from the
terrific.
You're the national coordinator. Tell everyone again from the Electronics Take Back Coalition, and everybody can call their congresspeople and their senators and bring this up. Bring up the Responsible Electronics Recycling Act, and that'll help push it, don't you think?
Very much, yeah. So it'll get a new bill number, but it'll be called that, the Responsible Electronics Recycling Act. Let your congressperson know that that is good for the economy in your state and that district, and they should support it.
Yeah, absolutely. Barb, thanks.
Sure, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. Wow, we're doing a whole J-pop thing here on the show. Kind of an ode to our listeners in Japan. We have millions of people that listen in Tokyo and some other parts. So in an effort to cultivate that relationship as the United States has done, we're doing it here on ATN. I'm going to learn some Japanese. So far I know Konnichiwa. Anybody have any other Japanese that they can tell me? Let's hear it. Bring it on. And don't give me menus. I know how to say everything on the menu. It's not menu things I want to know. It's something else I want to learn, another phrase. So if you have a phrase that pays, send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you're in just like that. And let me hear what you know in Japanese.
Nagasaki.
I've always wanted to go to Japan. It'd be fun to take the show. Would you, Charles, you want to go to Japan? Wouldn't it be fun to take your whole family, go to Japan?
I'm sold.
Take me there.
Do the bullet train thing that goes a zillion miles an hour. That would be very, very neat.
We'll do the show on the bullet train.
Oh, that would be great. They say it's smooth, too. You don't feel anything. I mean, you are flying in between cities. So it's absolutely amazing. And once you do it, you don't want to travel any other way. And you wonder why we don't have that in the United States. We have the Acela in the Northeast.
Now, the island isn't that big, so, like, why do they need a bullet train?
Because
I can bike ride.
Japan is about technology. They kick our rear ends in the technology sector so often. Then that's what they're about. They're about producing, and that was their thing. That was to come up with this bullet train, and it's from everyone I know that's taken it, they say it's an incredible winner. And in Japan, just like in China, there's the big quest to learn the best English that they can learn, and certainly in schools it's taught. But they hire a lot of English-speaking teachers in Japan, so maybe that accounts for some of the audience listening to us. Probably that's why. Jack from Down Under, by the way, just shot me a message and said, I hope I get an invite to go to Japan with you. Wonder what a ticket would cost. What do you think an air, an airplane ride from Australia, from Melbourne, Australia to, like, let's say Tokyo would be?
We need listeners.
Huge.
We need listeners. Listeners need to stay where they are and listen.
That's right.
And you can hear what it's like.
And here's the thing. We're global. That's the brilliant thing about America tonight. We are definitely global. If you are listening to us in Japan or Australia or someplace else, I think one of the more horrific stories that I've read on the day is the fact that, you know, I just was in Ireland maybe it's been 4 months now, and they were talking about hamburger meat and that hamburger meat was really horse meat. Now in the UK, not all hamburgers, by the way, some. I'm just hoping the one hamburger I ate was not unidentifiable stuff because it tasted normal to me. But some beef lasagna stuff products in British stores have more than 60% horse meat. That's what their food safety equivalent of our FDA is saying there. And there's been a whole big scandal about the use of horse meat and mislabeling meat in Europe. This frozen food company, Findus, it's called, recalled their beef lasagna after the supplier said that the products didn't conform to specification. And I'm thinking, what do horses sound like? You're going, more like a neigh. Isn't that how they do it when they rear up? I don't know. I love horses. I love horse racing. And I can't imagine this happening. And this is on the heels of millions of burgers that were taken off the shelves when they were complaining about companies in Ireland and England that had horse DNA in the meat.
I got it.
No, that would be the lame ducks. The lame ducks that are on the Capitol.
Oh, you lame ducks failed me again. Oh.
That's not the horses. Come on now. That's not horses. I don't know. More and more, I'm a meat and potatoes woman, and I like my vegetables too, but I'm leaning toward maybe I better watch out the kind of meat that I'm eating if I'm traveling, because that was frightening to hear about that in the Irish stuff. And then on top of that, now you got to deal with the horse meat in the UK. So it's a nightmare. I'll tell you what's a real nightmare, sadly, as we bounce back to really the depressing news and the buzz all around the nation, is this cop who has eluded the police. He's saying, I got unconventional weapons and warfare techniques that you won't believe. He wants revenge. He thinks he was screwed over by the department and several people, and he's going after their families. He said he couldn't have a family of his own, so he's going to take them out. And it's been a scary ride so far. They are so on edge in Los Angeles right now. I mean, from department to department, because they don't know where he's going to strike next. He might not really be in the mountains in that ski resort in Big Bear Lake, California, just because of the burned-out truck. I think it was a decoy move. Who knows for sure? But, you know, anybody in a uniform now, I just heard this, just got a note about this, is ordered to wear a bulletproof vest and their sidearms. Not that they might not have been cruising around in them, but they're all ordered to do that now at this point because they're concerned as to who he may hit next. Even though they have a hit list, they're not sure, you know, he bumps into somebody else, maybe he goes in a different direction. So they're doing whatever they can in the middle of this rampage. And, you know, Chris Dorner was an LAPD officer from 2005 to 2008 when he was let go. And they're definitely portraying this rampage as revenge for killing, you know, for the killings, for his termination from the department. That clearly is what this is all about. It's about that. Let's go to Danny, who's listening to us in Mississippi. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say, Ponji Wakarimaska.
Say that again. Say that again.
Ponji Wakarimaska.
I hope you didn't tell me something dirty. If you did, don't translate it for us.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to tell you what I say. Do you speak Japanese?
Okay. I don't speak Japanese. No, I don't speak Japanese. I want to learn, so tell me. Go ahead.
Oh. Benjo doka desu ka?
Yes. What does it mean? I pray.
Benjo doka desu ka?
Ninja Donadeska.
Ninja.
Ninja. He did not say ninja.
Ninja.
I know. Don't interrupt Danny. Danny, say it again.
Ninja Donadeska.
Ninja Donadeska. Close enough. What does it mean?
It means where's the bathroom?
That's a useful phrase. That is brilliant.
You say you wanted a phrase, right?
Yes, that's a good one. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. So you speak a little Japanese, huh?
Well, yeah, didn't you say something about konnichiwa?
Yeah, konnichiwa. Yeah.
Yeah. What about kambawa?
Kambawa.
Kambawa.
Kambawa. There you go. I got that down.
What about this one? Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohio Gazimus.
Yeah. I mean, good morning.
Ohio Gazimus. You have it. And you have it down. You sound really good when you speak Japanese, Danny.
Well, I wish I could speak English much better.
Hey, you were a great phone call.
Some people tell me I sound like crap.
No, I think you sound good. Seriously, your Japanese is perfect. Wow, I love that little lesson. You got to call us back again, Danny, because we're working on our Japanese. Thank you. That was brilliant. I hope you took notes, Charles in Charge. You need to work on it. The Minnesota accent. Minnesota accent combined with Japanese.
Fail?
That is a killer accent. He was good. Danny was good. That was good stuff. I'm going to learn some more phrases. Now I can ask how I go. Where's the bathroom? And
coincidentally enough, my brother speaks fluently
Japanese.
Yeah,
he needs to call the show next week. Next week, get him to call the show.
Okay.
All right, I love it. All right, more Japanese lessons. So big shout out to everybody listening, being translated my English into Japanese right now. And you're listening to the story about this, sadly, about this former L.A. cop and, you know, what the TAC alert that everybody's on now, 10,000 officers, including, you know, a couple that were patrolling in the same division where Dorner had worked. And that when they've got a tactical alert, they're looking, all officers are in uniform or available for duty. That's what they mean. 10,000 officers were ready to roll all day long. All day long. Coming up, we can count. It's all about the numbers, baby. We got them for you next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Along the way, since we have 2 million listeners, maybe even a little bit more now in Japan, and of course, all of you listening inside the borders of the United States, we're talking about some of the biggest buzz happening in the land. And I say it's always about numbers. Follow the numbers in all kinds of different directions, and you'll know what's happening to be sure. So it's time for another edition of We Can Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh man.
I got it. It's
numbers in Japanese. How about that? So, talking numbers, Lance Armstrong, disgraced cyclist, on Thursday was sued by a company that paid him $12 million in prize money in connection with three of the Tour de France titles that have been stripped from him since his use of the banned drugs, right? SCA Promotions, no surprise here, filed suit in Texas and Dallas alleging Armstrong and his management company Tailwind Sports defrauded them into paying him $12.1 million in prize money for his 2002, 3, and 4 wins by lying about his use of performance-enhancing drugs during those events. You know, this is the first, I think, of many to come for Lance Armstrong. I wondered why open that can of worms and why do the Oprah interview, and I think that he's going to find that as he was so insistent on trying to clear his name, at least in the court of public opinion, he's going to hurt himself when it comes to his wallet, because there's going to be more people that are going to get in line, too. Where these suits go and what ultimately happens, we don't know, but I would say that a lot of people are going to be watching to see what happens and how far that company's goes through the court system, and if they win a judgment and get the money back, of course he can tie that up too for a while in the courts. But I'd be watching for that judgment. I would say that they have a very good chance to knock off Lance Armstrong for the money that they're asking for, at least part of it anyway. At least 8 California school districts misspent millions to pay for school lunches for the poor. This is, of course, in Los Angeles. According to the California Senate Office of Oversight, the state's Department of Education is demanding that the districts repay $170 million to finance the lunches for low-income kids. This was a big story that blew up in the Los Angeles Times. They misused $158 million over 6 years, and that all stopped in 2011, they ignored warnings even from their own administrators and inspector general and all that stuff. I mean, literally, talk about taking food out of the mouths of kids. How ridiculous is that? And getting away with it. Only 8 schools were cited in the oversight report, but they think the problem is across the board widespread. Of course it is, because they're pocketing the money, which is outrageous. And, you know, they should be made to pay for that for sure. For sure. What's up with Condi Rice these days? She's now commentating. As you know, she's got a gig with one of the TV networks. When she's not doing her TV thing, she's playing a lot of golf. She's in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, or, you know, playing there. And she has a playing partner, Jason Bond. And they walked into the practice green, and they were, you know, taking shots and practicing and all that kind of stuff. So here she is, the former Secretary of State. This is a very public outing on a course that can be really tough. Remember, she's one of 2 female members at Augusta. So she started pretty strong, but she got rattled because she hit a woman in the head with an errant approach shot on the 6th hole. What happened was she faded before the turn and combined with Bond for a 2-under 70 in the pro-am portion of that tournament. And like I said, I think that hitting somebody really rattled her, although she autographed the ball for the person, supposedly, which is good for Condi for doing that, but it shook her up. And she's got a pretty nice golf game, according to some people that have played with her. She's pretty long off the tee and pretty good around the greens, and that's what it's all about. So, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of tight there at Pebble. And when you're coming closer to the water, there's not much room on that course. You got to be really target golfing it. And maybe she wasn't doing that there, unfortunately. All right, one more. How about this? With the gun issues, they're saying the gun issues are expected to increase the turnout among women in the polls in 2014. So women who typically don't participate in midterm elections, according to a poll conducted for the Women's Donor Network, will. They surveyed close to 2,000 women, and they found that 63% of the women want tougher gun laws. 63% are very concerned about gun violence and think the laws need to change. and they're going to go and vote. The Pew Research Center, by the way, says the biggest difference in opinion between women and men are on banning semi-automatic assault, so-called assault weapons, and creating a federal database to track guns. So we'll see if that's true. If it's an off-presidential election year, and if women don't normally pay attention and aren't interested in this and they don't go to the polls, will this raging gun debate send them scurrying to go in and vote? Let's go out to Dale in Missouri. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Hello, Dale.
I have a Japanese phrase for you.
Okay, tell me the phrase.
Okay, I used to know a pastor and his wife, and they were evangelists in Japan. And they had a little dog, and their little dog's name was Mushi Mushi.
Mushi Mushi.
Uh-huh, and that's what they say when they answer the phone, hello, hello, Mushi Mushi.
Oh, I love it. I can remember that one, Dale. That's easy, Mushi Mushi.
That's all the Japanese I know.
It's not an easy, I'll tell you what, it's not an easy language to look at either, the way they write their symbols, but I can remember Mushi Mushi. That's a good one, Dale. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's a good one. Bye-bye. I'm going to start answering my phone like that. Mushi Mushi. See what people say. I'm going to say, listen, they're telling me in Missouri to say that.
That.
People in Missouri
now.
Are smart. Did you say, you know, the people in Missouri are smart. They have their Japanese down.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Mushi Mushi. It's good. I like it. It works.
Mushi Mushi.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it for a day and see how many people hang up on me. Because that's what happens. It's like, what? Who am I calling? And they won't wait for like me to laugh or say something. They'll just boom. Maybe that's a good thing to do when, you know, all of a sudden you're not on the do not call list. And you're getting these crazy calls about whatever. They talk so fast. You have no idea even what they're pushing, trying to get you to buy. That's a good way to put them off, I think. Kind of throw them off. You know, say something they don't understand. And it's like, oh, you really are speaking a different language. I must have called the wrong person here. So we are in a quest to do that because we know that we have some Japanese listeners. Also coming up on America Tonight in the next week, boy, we have some really great giveaway for people who are game players. We're doing this thing courtesy of Big Fish, and it's called Fairway Solitaire. What happens when you combine golf, solitaire, and a caddy shack-esque gopher? Well, you may find out, because we're going to give away 25 Big Fish Unlimited 6-month free streaming subscriptions so you can play the game. We'll have more of those details coming up in a future America Tonight.
まあ、171っていうのも、まあ、ちょうど171ということで、まあ、あと606人。
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.